Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Lynn Parlett is from The Page and Cup, which is a shop on Elizabeth Street that sells tarot cards and smudge sticks and crystals and all that jazz. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
You say we should be surrounded by plants because why?
They're good for medicine. I mean, they produce oxygen. They're good to eat. Green matter. You can even decorate with them. A lot of the solstice decorations, and you'll see that at Midwinter Fest, everybody wearing flower crowns and herbs and everything to celebrate life.
Nice to wear herbs, though, because you're going to smell good as well. So what medicinal plants do well through this season?
Things like nettle, which pretty much don't die all year. And most farmers will know that. But nettle is great for tea. It can be used in poultices. So nettle is one of those ones that will be out there all the time. Aloe vera is another one, which most people know. And even that will survive outside. So that's good for burns and drinks and digestion and everything like that.
And which are the ones that are kind of your main go-tos?
My main go-to are, we've got things like dandelion, which is, most people can even be made into a coffee. Aloe vera, as I mentioned before, is good for digestion. It's good for burns. Lemon balm, which is, again, a tea. I mean, I'm drinking a tea right now, which has got aniseed and lemon myrtle and that sort of thing in it. So a lot of every plant has different constituents. Every constituent is good for a different thing.
Do you think, like, it's important that people check pretty carefully their own responses to those treatments as they go through?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the olden days, they used to give herbs and plants different names. Like nettle, as an example, used to be called weasel snout. Eye of bat, which you hear of in the Shakespeare plant, was mustard seed.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. If you ever look at mustard's eye of bat, holly is wing of bat, if you think about the look of a holly leaf. And they did that because the old kitchen witches didn't want people knowing all the stuff and going out and overdosing themselves. So they'd use things like, oh, well, you need some weasel snout and some eye of bat. And then they could mix up the proper amounts for people to cure whatever ills they had.
Hang on a second. Hang on, then. So this whole witchy leg of frog, eye of bat, hair of your enemy thing.
Yep.
That was just plants.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was code.
It was code. So that people didn't overdose themselves. So, oh yeah, I'm going to give you a bit of weasel snout. And they'd go out and pick a bunch of nettle, probably do it wrong, get, you know, hurt because nettle is a stinging nettle. Mm. Or wouldn't prepare it properly or drink too much or not enough.
The monasteries had amazing kind of healing gardens and kitchen gardens and stuff, but that was a process of that knowledge being transferred, was it, from women's knowledge to men's knowledge?
Absolutely. Well, it was just knowledge. Mm. I mean, I guess that's the thing, is knowledge is knowledge. And in pagan societies, which is basically just rustic people, peasants, yeah. Everyone was pagan at some point. We were all tribal at some point. Everybody had their role, but it was more about not women's knowledge, but healers' knowledge, so that you didn't want people, as I say, doing the wrong thing or hurting themselves with medicine.
Totally revelatory. Fascinating stuff.